Welcome to Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. I'm Connie Bjork.
And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
And we are your hosts. Together we will explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. Join us as together we infuse vitality into life. So if you have a desire to live a life that is more than what you are currently experiencing, or you feel stuck, or experiencing health concerns, or just curious about ways to improve your life, then this show will give you new perspectives and steps to change your life. Today, we're going to be talking about what it means to infuse vitality into life, why you might want that, and we're also going to share a little bit about us and what we do. This is our first show, so welcome. Today, we're going to lay down some foundations about what we're going to be doing from now on, and we're really excited to share this new adventure with you. So first, a little bit about us. We own an integrative health clinic called Awakened Living, and I am a certified guided imagery therapist, life coach, and spiritual coach. Michelle is an acupuncturist and herbalist. Together, we've created a space where treatment is approached by looking at the whole person, not just symptoms, as the symptoms never really are the root issue. They're only symptoms created by your body to grab your attention so that you can get to the bottom of the real issue. At the root of every symptom is an emotional issue that you've not yet healed. When the emotional issue is dealt with, the symptom no longer needs to be there. So Michelle and I work together to make this happen. Michelle works with the physical pain and discomfort, and I work with the physical pain as well as the mental, emotional, and spiritual components. We've really wanted to work together for years, and we finally made our dream come true. We've made every decision in conjunction with not only our clinic, but also the radio show that we're going to be doing consciously. You know, we chose the colors, we chose the decorations. Everything that we do has an intention. And so that's part of what we want to share with you, how to create that for yourself. Because when you make every decision consciously, it really changes the quality of your life. So let's begin by talking a little bit about the name of the show and how this is a cornerstone of infusing vitality into life. Michelle, what does awakened mean to you?
Well, we had a really in-depth conversation about this when we first started.
We did.
days and days. But awakened means different things to different people, right? And so when we talked about it, we were really referring to awareness and consciousness and being conscious in all that we do, just like you were talking about in choosing colors. So when we make choices, when we're expressing an emotion, how we do that, and even paying attention to our own needs. So it encompasses a much broader concept of really walking through life with an open mind and an open heart while being able just to see what's happening and respond to that. And so then we coupled that, like, how do we be awakened? How do we apply that, right?
And so you mean not just having a cup of coffee or grabbing some caffeine in the beginning of the day, right?
Exactly, exactly. although that is part of living,
right.
There's a little bit more to it, right? And so I think some people look at living as the concept of actually just surviving, you know, going to work, getting a paycheck, and then you got to get home and get supper on the table, and then you're exhausted and you're going to bed. So what really is life? And it's all those in-between moments when we're paying attention to the emotions, the relationships, and the experiences that are really creating that depth and vulnerability that brings beauty to life. So living was really more about embracing each of those in-between moments and not just getting stuck in the concept of getting through your day.
So helping people not just run on autopilot.
Exactly.
Or you take the same exit every day, you take the same route for everything, you eat the same things, that type of thing, right?
Exactly. So how do you do that? How do you have an awakened living, right?
Yeah.
So we really talk about infusing everything we learn about consciousness, about our emotions, about paying attention to ourselves, our mental state, listening to how our body is responding to a situation, and then applying those lessons in a mindful way that provides an opportunity for expansion so we can have more joy, more happiness, more depth to ourselves, to our relationships, you know, and thus expanding our consciousness. So This Awaken Living Infusion that we want to present to you all is based on the concept of integrative medicine and consciousness, right? Those are how we infuse vitality into life. And so, Connie, if you can tell us a little bit more for people who might not know, what is integrative medicine?
Well, you know, we have to use both Western and Eastern medicine, I think, to get a really clear picture of what's going on with people. And so integrative medicine to us has been using all of those therapies that aren't traditional. For instance, guided imagery therapy is not used in traditional medicine, and it's a wonderful therapy to use. Acupuncture, too. You've been doing a lot of research lately on how that hasn't been included. You know, it used to be in the beginning of, time, that dietary and nutrition wasn't included. It was thought to be CAM, or complementary and alternative medicine. So we've come a long way, because now every hospital, every clinic has a dietitian and nutrition area where they will help you. Michelle, you're much more attuned about some of the medical terms on this. So why don't you go ahead and continue?
Well, like you were saying, it's alternative medicine, right? That the initial construct that someone in conventional medicine came up with was CAM.
Right.
So what that is, it's basically anything that doesn't fall in allopathic, Western, conventional medicine. So if you go to a clinic and see your doctor, think about anything else you could do besides that. Right? So there's Reiki, homeopathy, naturopathy, things like far infrared sauna. And so there's so many things out there that we couldn't even possibly list today that would be considered an alternative form of medicine. However, when you take that and you figure out a program, or figure out the things that really work for you, and you combine that with what works for you in conventional medicine, right? Then you're integrating. You're being and following an integrative path in your lifestyle.
Right. And what we try to do is, you know, in traditional medicine, you maybe see a doctor 7 minutes. And all of the work that we do with people, my sessions all run 2 hours. I've got several that run for an hour. And Michelle's, yours are over an hour too.
Yeah.
So it's a combination of being in partnership with each other, with our patients, so that we can really create the best plan for people. So that's basically where we come from.
In addition to that, then we work with the patient where they are and what their needs are, right? And we understand that we may not be able to cover all of their needs. And so knowing when to refer, knowing when to bring those other things in to create a proper plan for someone's best process.
Right. And then we go into consciousness and what that really means, too. So consciousness for us is a little bit different. It is being aware, self-aware, but it's also that consciousness of a higher perspective, not a religious experience per se, but a spiritual one. Again, taking into that mind, body, and spirit perspective. So when you walk in the door, you don't leave, you know, in any scenario. When you see any therapist or traditional or otherwise, you don't leave part of you at the door. You still have your body, you still have your mind, you still have your spirit, and you have these emotions, which are really at the crux of everything that happens to us. And so we try to take all of you into account. You may come in with some physical pain, but that's not the real root of the issue. And so we want you to help you be consciously aware of what's going on with you, and consciously aware of how you can change that. Right?
Correct.
Okay. So next on the next segment of the show, we're going to really be talking about some of the topics that we're going to be covering in the next few weeks. We're very excited about them. And we want you to also be aware that we have information on our website that you can check out at www.awakenedlivinginfusion.com. So if you want, make sure you check out some of the other things about us.
Gentle and slow, my body is the mountain, the ocean, the river, the sand, and the soul. The life gives a call. Thank you, Minnesota, for helping family-owned Warner Stellion become one of the most respected appliance sellers in the U.S. We believe the best way to thank you is with unbeatable savings. Now through October 15th, get free installation from our trusted specialists on select Bosch and KitchenAid dishwashers, or save hundreds on a new kitchen suite. We'll help you find just the right one to complement your style. These and hundreds more unbeatable deals await you through October 15th, exclusively from Minnesota's own appliance specialist, Warner Stellion.
Food nourishes us. We need food to live. But how are we nourishing the food system? Well, actually, we're throwing a bunch of chemicals and we're making the dirt dead, and then we're adding nitrates to the water and we're causing dead zones in the ocean. Oh, and we're also causing climate change. We do that with every bite we eat. But we can create something different. We can switch to a regenerative system. And that's what we talk about every week on Food Freedom Radio. So tune to Food Freedom Radio Saturdays at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast. Food Freedom Radio on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
As we head into fall, get your vehicle service done at Rudy Luther Toyota. Regardless of where you've purchased your vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota is your number one destination for auto service and repair. Routine maintenance or a larger repair, easily schedule your appointment on their website, RudyLutherToyota.com. That's RudyLutherToyota.com. They're fast, courteous, and they get the job done right. And considering my schedule, I trust them. Get your vehicle ready for the cooler weather with a trip to Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
Warning. Last year, over 40,000 Americans died in car-related accidents. Not a pleasant thought, is it? In fact, as thoughts go, it's downright depressing. Well, that's where we can help cheer you up. We're StandUpRecords.com, and we offer the finest in CDs, DVDs, downloads, and merchandise from the best comedians on earth. Artists like Marc Maron, Maria Bamford, Eddie Pepitone, and Doug Stanhope. Available at fine record stores, Amazon.com, and the iTunes Music Store. That's StandUpRecords.com. Come on, listen to us while you're driving. Live dangerously.
Hello, fellow AM 950 listeners. This is Jaja from Nightingale at 26 in Lindale. Come experience our delicious signature dishes and exciting rotation of inventive seasonal fare for my wife and chef, Carrie, and her team. Nightingale is the perfect place to gather for any occasion with our extensive wine, beer, and cocktail selection, along with our dedication to great service. We offer a full menu every day from 4 to 1 a.m., two award-winning daily happy hours, and weekend brunch at 10. More at nightingalempls.com.
Hello, humans. It's Ellie Krug with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. Many know that I have a diversity and inclusion company, Human Inspiration Works, LLC. I want to share about a speaking event I'll be hosting on Monday, November 5th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Loft Literary Center in Minneapolis. I'll be giving my gray area thinking talk on how to be welcoming to others. I'd love for you to join me. Go to elliekrug.com and look at the Human is Human public events page for more. Please come and please tell others. See you then.
Welcome to Awakened Living Infusion, our very first show, where we explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. In this segment, we're going to be discussing some of the topics that we're going to be exploring with you in the upcoming weeks. So, you know, an issue that we all experience in life is stress. And there are many situations where it helps us to get things done if we have deadlines at work and that type of thing. But yet, stress is called the silent killer, and there's a reason for that. Over 90% of all the visits that you make to the clinic or hospital are due to stress and the effects that it has on our body. So we're going to be exploring where stress may be infiltrating your life and you're not even aware of it, because it's a sneaky little guy and comes in ways that you're not even familiar with. And so next week, that's going to be what we're talking about. So we need to know about that stress, what it looks like, and how to reduce it, manage it. What would you like to add?
You know what comes to my mind when we talk about stress is environment. You know, specifically, top of the list would be, let's say you're in the military and you go into a war zone or even a peacekeeping zone, and that becomes a norm for you and you don't even realize what that's like. And then you come back and you hear about stories about people trying to reintegrate and how challenging that can be, not only for the person, but for the family. What we don't realize is that perpetuates things in our lives, that covers someone who could go to a job and have the same situation, or be in a toxic relationship in their home and have the same situation. We normally wouldn't equivalate those sorts of things, but that's what we're going to be talking about, is the things that we don't have the awareness of that's affecting us, and then what it physiologically does to our bodies, and then what that outcome can mean. And let's say it's not good.
No, it's not.
It's not good.
No, right? And post-traumatic stress disorder doesn't just happen to veterans. It happens to people in all walks of life, and a lot of times people aren't even aware of it. So we're going to be talking about what those symptoms are, and what we can do to help you with that.
And that's the important part, right? Like, how do we manage that? And we are going to delve deep into that. So when you're listening, you can take something with you and apply it. You can infuse that into your life, right?
And immediately.
And make things better.
Right. Another topic that we're going to be talking about, boundaries. We need them, right? And so many people either have none or they have too many and you can't, you know, get past them.
Or do they even know what that is?
This is true. This is true. You all know somebody who just like shares too much the first time you meet them and you're going, oh my God, too much information, right? Yeah. And then there are those people who have boundaries and they won't let anyone in. So balance is a good thing.
In every area of your life.
Right. So we're going to be talking to you about that, and that'll help, hopefully. Another area that we're going to be talking about is conflict.
Oh,
right? Business.
I don't talk about those things.
I know. No.
We all have areas we're working on.
I know. We do. And conflict is a big thing, whether it's within your home, within business. How do you handle it? What do you do? And what are you bringing to a conflict that's feeding it? And so we're going to give you some exercises also to help you step back and take a look at how is this working.
You know, and that ties into drama, right?
Oh boy, yes.
Do you need to be creating that conflict? A whole nother topic that we are going to jump into at some point.
Right. And there are those people who, if there is not drama in their life, they create it. And we all know someone like that too. And, you know, we're going to talk about that around the holidays, because it seems to kind of come out when families are together and everybody falls back into their old patterns and ways of being. So it's a good time to talk about that. The next one I'm really passionate about, it's a service that we provide at the clinic that Michelle does, and it's a passion of mine, Chinese face reading. Michelle does a wonderful thing. She takes pictures of your face, or you can send them in. Every line, everything means something, and it's fascinating. Michelle, would you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I'm also very passionate about this, obviously, since I'm doing it, but there is so much you can tell from looking at someone, and not in an intimidating way by any means, but, you know, what are the challenges that you're facing in life, and are you even aware of what those look like, right? And being able to help someone understand by the characteristics of their face and the lines, how they can maybe find a little bit better balance in life. So it's things like that, and what you're bringing to the table in your strengths. Oh my gosh. So if you guys have heard of Strengths Finders, this is like, amplify it.
Yeah, on steroids. Yeah.
It's fascinating. It's a really wonderful topic.
Yeah. And it's so mind-blowing. Everyone that has experienced it, it is mind-blowing, because it tells you not only where you're at right now, what you've been in the past, and the challenges relationship-wise.
Well, and it really helps you embrace what you've been through.
Yeah.
Right? Like, sometimes we look at our faces or ourselves and our self-concepts is like, oh, why is that there? I would really like that to be different. And when you can look at it and say, oh my gosh, that was an amazing part of my life, or, you know, I learned so much during that time in my life, and this shows, you know, this mark on my face shows that.
Like, yeah.
It's empowering.
It is. So we're going to be talking about fear. Everybody has been afraid of something sometime. And I know that most people talk about fear as that acronym. What is it? False evidence appearing real.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the current one. And for me, it's different. If we can flip it and talk about fear being false evidence appearing real, like they said, but what about feeling excited and ready for what lies ahead? If you can do that, feeling excited and ready for what lies ahead, it flips that feeling in your gut and it makes you more empowered. No matter what's going to be happening next, change. I know a lot of people are afraid of that, and that's one thing we're going to be talking about too, is change. You don't need to be if you understand that all change is happening for your highest good, even though it might not seem like it.
A scary topic for some people, though.
It is. It is. We're also going to be talking about ways that you can rewire your brain when you're feeling anxious or depressed, going through a lot, and that continues for a while. There's a reason why that downward spiral continues. One thing that people don't know is that in your brain, everything's happening in the present moment. So when you go back and you replay negative tapes in your mind, in your brain, it's thinking, oh my God, this is happening all over again. And your body sends out all of the negative hormones that are damaging to your brain, to your heart, to all of your organs. So we need to take a look at that and rewire your brain so that every thought isn't going through your brain, a brain wired for depression, for anxiety, for those types of things, and begin to flip the switch, so to speak, so that that brain is now rewired for joy, for passion, for happiness.
This is one of those topics where I totally love to nerd out, right?
Yes,
because there is so much science behind this, and there are so many new areas of science that are really starting to look at this topic and expand upon it. And how exciting that we have the opportunity to change those things about ourselves, right? Like,
right.
What does that feel like for someone who maybe for a while has suffered from depression, or they just don't know how to get out of those anxious feelings and will have a panic attack once in a while? I mean, how does that feel knowing that can change? And there's science behind it, which is
right. Totally
cool. And it's life-changing.
It is. And you have to realize, too, that everything that we're talking about here is going to help you in a non-medicated manner. Okay, that's really key here. Everything that we're going to do will teach you new ways, new perspectives to get your life changing without medication.
And there are things you can do for yourself on your own time. You don't need to go in and be doing, you know, paying for services all the time to make all these changes. You know, there are so many things that you have within yourself that you can apply to get where you need to be and want to be.
Right. And that's what we're here for. So we've given you a little bit of a taste of some of the things that we're going to be talking about in the next few weeks. We have a lot more. We sat down and created quite a list for you. So these are some of our favorites. We're going to be talking about trauma also and what the effects that it has on your mind, body, and spirit, and ways that we can help you to get out of that state.
And family and environment and toxins. And, you know, toxins is a really interesting subject, too, because it's not just it's not just chemicals, right? It's not just additives in your food.
Right.
Toxins can be in relationships and emotions that we're experiencing.
Awesome. Well, we hope you're excited as we are. And we want you to check out our website at www.awakenedlivinginfusion.com. You are listening to Awakened Living Infusion at AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Join us in our next segment as we discuss the personal journeys that have led both of us to where we are today. And let us take you further than you've ever thought possible.
Take my hand and we will heal this world.
I'm Dr. Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry, where the fear-free get you out of pain now dental office.
And I'm Rachel Chambliot. Did you know a lot of people are afraid of the dentist? You don't need to be afraid of my dad. He makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun.
We don't care if you're a dental regular or haven't seen a dentist in years. We just want to make you comfortable and get you out of pain.
If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
find a wide selection of outdoor hearth products at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Whether you prefer wood or gas, Woodland Stoves has the fire to fit your home. Pizza aficionados know nothing matches masonry oven baking for capturing flavor and nutrition. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces can easily install one in your home or business. Enthusiasts use these ovens year-round for bread making, wood roasting, even grilling.
The mission and passion of Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is to make the fire work for you. The way humans relate to fire is primordial. We have used fire to warm our bodies, cook our meals, and kindle our spirits. Our team has the know-how to do this in a clean-burning and environmentally smart way. Visit our store and experience the diversity. We have over 35 working units on display at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin. See us online at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that fits and works for you.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
Oh no, you shattered your cell phone. Now what? Listen closely. We know you're lost without your phone. Bring it to Computer Revolution today. We'll fix it and have you back online before someone asks, "Where are you?" Computer Revolution with Cell Phone Repair has over 18 years experience fixing computer devices, all brands, all carriers. Computer Revolution with Cell Phone Repair, located in Roseville at Highway 36 and Fairview Avenue, or call 651-633-6600. We fix phones, same day, 7 days a week.
Tap, taste, and treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette. 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
The number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is all digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly sunny skies today with a high near 45. Tonight, clear with a low around 34. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 54. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high around 42. Hazel's Northeast is the Eat Local Minnesota restaurant of the week. They have classically inspired, creatively prepared comfort food with scratch dishes rooted in over 50 years of family tradition that are hearty, healthy, and beautifully served. Hazel's Northeast is located off 29th and Johnson in Northeast Minneapolis. Details at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Michelle Kitzmiller, and you're listening to Awakened Living Infusion Radio, where we will explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. In this segment, we're going to delve a little bit into more of us so that you get to know us on a deeper level and you have an idea of the journey that it's taken us to get here and why we want to share this with you. Michelle and I met about 17 years ago, ouch. And we knew right away that we wanted to work together, and it's just taken us a while to get there. I traveled in from another state, closed down a private practice in two cities. To be able to come here and work with Michelle, we both had the same passion and love for what we do. And this time I'll let Michelle tell you a little bit more about her.
So this is not my favorite thing to do.
It isn't mine either. That's why we're doing this together.
Also why she made me go first. Uh-huh. Where to even start on a topic like that, right? Well, I'm a native Minnesotan. I have filled a lot of roles in my life to include being a daughter, sister, partner, mother, entrepreneur, veteran, and a healthcare practitioner. My background in education, I guess, is I have an undergrad in anthropology and religion. So I really thought I was going to be either traveling the world studying tribal societies or digging up ancient civilizations. Never in my wildest dreams did I imagine landing in an integrative clinic in Minneapolis, St. Paul. So
now this is not Africa.
It is not. quite a journey getting here. So I've been practicing acupuncture and oriental medicine for about 9 years. I have a master's degree and I am a couple months away from having a doctorate, so which I'm super excited and enthused about. Even though the doctorate is in acupuncture and oriental medicine, it is focused on integrative medicine and how to bring more Western in and bridge that gap. So that's very exciting. So how I kind of describe it now is that I'm an archaeologist of the soul, right?
Because
being a mind-body-spirit medicine and being able to help people sort of dig up those aspects of themselves and look really at that emotional, mental component as they're going through their healing process is pretty fascinating to me. So it's really exciting. That's where my passion is. I love engaging people in lifestyle changes. I have a background in body work and nutrition. And so being able just to kind of walk with people, meet them where they are, try to work with them in their goals and their needs. It all fascinates me. So I love to read and learn, which helps to feed all of this, right? Because the things I love to read and learn about just happen to be what I do.
Yes.
So that's a pretty phenomenal strength to have, I think, in this area.
You need to know this about Michelle, too. She's really research-based constantly. We both are. We're researching the newest, you know, information on any topic that we're speaking on.
Yeah, I think it's really important to be educated in the process. And I think there, in the things that we do, there is so much to be said about intention and belief and all of those things as well need to be incorporated in it, right? But again, it's about bridging that gap. It's about understanding our healing process from whatever perspective that comes from. And for each of that, it's different. So,
right.
Yeah. So, Connie.
You always coming around.
Let's talk about you for a moment.
Okay. I have a background in education for many years, both from teaching, management, that type of thing. And I think the reason, when I was thinking about this, the reason I kind of went into this really had to do with a great uncle of mine that I was really close to who was diagnosed with cancer. And I loved to write. I still do, and I would write him letters. And he was a very important part of my life, and I always felt like I wanted to help people that were going through cancer. So he was the first person who saw me, who really saw me, even as a child. And what I said was important to him, and that made me feel good. So I think that's one of the reasons that I went into what I do. Another is that I had a family member who was chronically ill, and that also wanted, you know, I really wanted to make a difference there. So there's a lot of different reasons. And for me, one of the biggest components in the work that I do is the spiritual component. And so I'm very connected to the other side, if you want to put it that way, and use that in everything that I do. So I'm a guided imagery therapist, and I got my training in California. It's very different, and I'll talk about that in the next segment about what it really is, because most people don't really understand it much. And I do Reiki, which is a mind, body, spirits, and energy medicine. And I do spiritual coaching, and I do life coaching. And those are all important aspects of who we really are. I've taken training in at Harvard Medical School with Herbert Benson in the Mind-Body Institute on mind-body-spirit connection, and that's really been a huge component of what I do. So I've got training all over the place. My mentors in guided imagery have since passed, and that was a very, you know, challenging time to get through because they were really important in my life. They still affect everything, you know, that I do. And I know that they would be really happy and proud.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're really, you know, the things that we do too are really cutting edge. They're not things that you're going to find, you know, you'll find parts of it, but we add so much more to it. So That being said, my journey here has been filled with a lot of different things in life. My education, training, that type of thing. But I firmly believe that the more that we experience in life, the more we bring to the table. And that being said, we also then have a lot of experiences that have expanded us, that have stretched us, and that type of thing. And everything that we experience brings something more to the table. So between you and I, we've experienced a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been with each other through all of those things, too.
I appreciate that you brought the personal story of what got you here, right? And we all have that. We all have that personal story of what leads us somewhere. And I remember part of mine being, I wanted to help, right? Like I feel like there's so much in the world that, you know, if we each just give a little, what can we accomplish? And so trying to figure that out was challenging for me because I was like, do I want to be a doctor? And I'm like, no, you know, my passion, my drive wasn't there. But when I started looking at those alternative medicines and what those options were, you know, I felt drawn to the philosophy and the theory and the application of what acupuncture and herbal medicine can do. Because of that whole mind, body, spirit, emotional element, you know, there's just no separating it. And when you have those experiences of seeing those people in your life who have suffered or overcome all of those things that just drive us to.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the most important things that we can do, everybody needs to be validated in life, right? We need to be seen. We need to be heard so that we know that our life matters. And that's where, you know, people who are feeling isolated, they have issues with that because they're not being seen or heard or felt loved by anyone. And I think one of the things bringing part of my education back into it, one of the things in my private practice years ago that I wanted to do was to address the issue of people going through the motions in life. There wasn't a lot of joy for a lot of people. There really isn't. They were feeling isolated. They were feeling not seen, not heard. And so I wanted to create something that would help to infuse that joy for living and to help them know how important they really are. So I created a course called The Gift of a Year. And originally it was supposed to meet once a month for a year. And we would do things to help them really feel good about themselves and about life. The first group that I did that with loved it so much that they wanted to meet twice a month. And at the end of the year, they didn't want to stop. So that went on for about 8 years, that first group. We've been doing it now down here, too. And it's really a powerful way to help people know and understand the gift that they really are and what they bring to this life that nobody else can. Another thing that I love about it is it asks you, it really breaks it down and asks you what you really believe. Because so many things that we believe were given to us before the age of 7. When you think about it, we didn't have a whole lot of say in much of anything below the age of 7, right? So things that we were it's just assumed,
yes.
Right? And a lot of that is unconscious. We took all of those things. Granted, we need some of them, right? Like, that shape is a stop sign. I need to stop so I don't get hit by a car, right?
Don't touch the hot stove.
Right. Yeah, those are things that we need, right? But there are some other things that, you know, for me growing up, it was, oh, you can't do that. Why? Well, because you're a girl. Oh, no, that does not sit with me, right? So those are things, you know, they're called domestications, actually. And we'll be talking about that in the near future, too. But, you know, teaching new concepts, new ways of being, new perspectives is just as important to both of us as seeing a patient individually. It's really important. That's why this radio show is such an important piece to what we're going to be doing.
Right, because there are so many subjects where we don't even realize how applicable they are to conscious living,
right?
Right, and who we are and how we present ourselves to the world. You know, what does it mean to be authentic? We have taught a class about authenticity in the past, or you know, what happens when we live a life where we feel guilty about things all the time? You know,
it's oh yeah,
so many things that people aren't challenged to look at. And And not that we're here to challenge everybody, right? But what we want to do is that perspective aspect
Wait
of
a minute,
it.
We're not here? I thought we were. I don't know.
I'm the person that doesn't like conflict.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the one that wants you to
Yeah. We're here to present things to people.
Right.
However you want to look at it. Make you think, you know, let's look at something from a different way. Let's change those beliefs. Let's change how we see certain things from different perspectives.
And there's nothing wrong with wanting more for your life. That's really an important piece. So we hope that we've really, you know, given you some food for thought, that you now feel like you know us a little bit better. We're here to help you have a better life. For more information, we'd like you to visit our website at www.awakenedlivinginfusion.com. Thank you so much for joining us in this section. In the next section, we're going to be talking a little bit more in depth about what we do individually and together as a whole in the clinic. We hope you join us. Come on back, Awakened Living Infusion Radio at AM 950. We will heal this
Tom Hartman here for All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that you save more if you wait, but waiting to switch can actually cost you more. While tax rebates make solar affordable, those rebates are often limited and decrease over time. So when you wait, you risk losing some of the incentives that make solar so easy to afford today. And besides, the sooner you get your All Energy Solar system, the sooner you reduce or even eliminate that high electricity bill. Make the switch today at allenergysolar.com.
As you know, I'm an animal lover, and you'd be surprised the mess just a tiny little chihuahua and guinea pig can manage to create. Thankfully, I call Zero Res to clean up the spots my critters leave on the carpeting. Their patented power water will clean the toughest messes and won't leave behind any of those smelly stains. Just call 952-ZERO-RES and tell them you're an AM950 listener. And if you're looking for a new gig, they are now hiring. Go to the careers page on ZeroResMN.com for info. Zero Res. Spell it backward or forwards. It spells the same.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They've built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. This week, I'll talk about the work of Reverend William Barber II, whose Moral Monday movement at the North Carolina State House helped to change the political landscape in that state. Then, the big interview will be with Nick Alm of MosierMN.org. He's a 22-year-old idealist who's working for LGBTQ rights in East Africa. What an inspiration. Ellie 2.0 Radio. Engaging and real on AM 950.
Visit the wine bar at Cafe Latte and enjoy a unique handcrafted pizza and glass of wine. The perfect place for an intimate night or an evening with friends. Choices range from spicy Italian sausage and sweet roasted peppers to the one-of-a-kind nacho chicken pizza layered with blue corn tortilla chips. The approachable wine list offers over 30 by the glass with special emphasis on wines from Washington State. End your night with one of Cafe Latte's melt-in-your-mouth desserts. 850 Grand Avenue, St. Paul.
Hi, this is Ken Hegland, host of the Minnesota Healthcare Show, your resource for all your healthcare and caregiver questions, inviting you to listen to our live show airing on Saturdays from noon to one. On my next show, I'll be talking with Valerie Richards, an Alzheimer's educator and family coach, about all aspects of care and support for families coping with this progressive form of dementia. Please join us this Saturday from noon to one for the Minnesota Healthcare Show.
Miller. And we're here to welcome you to Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show, where we explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. In the last segment, Michelle and I lowered our guard and our boundaries and everything else and gave you a little bit of a glimpse into who we are and what brought us to this path. And so we talked about it briefly. Now, in this segment, we'd like to get a little bit more in detail about what we actually do.
Yes. Connie, would you like to start us off?
Sure. My biggest passion, I think, I love everything that I do, but I think one of the most miraculous things, the gifts that I am blessed to experience every day, is interpersonal guided imagery therapy.
And we know from experience that that sort of brings up preconceived notions in people's minds. So how about you tell us a little bit more about what the therapy portion is?
All right. So remember earlier in an earlier segment, I talked about in the brain, everything's happening in the present moment. And when we rehash old negative things in the brain, we resend those chemicals out everywhere. I can use that same phenomenon of everything being in the present moment and go back in time to any issue and go to the root cause of something. So the unique thing about guided imagery therapy is that it bypasses all the symptoms that people come in with and goes right to the root cause. And once that root cause is given a voice, so it doesn't need to be there anymore. It's a miracle and it happens every single time.
So when you say give it a voice, mm-hmm. what does that look like?
You've experienced this a lot.
And I love it.
Yeah. It works on anything from fear to phobias to pain to cancer, all of these things. So your body and mind, they work together all the time, but they don't have a real great connection, okay? Your heart sends messages to the brain more than the brain sends messages to the heart. So in guided imagery therapy, you can actually find the root cause of something. For most issues, it's contained within the body. And during the therapy itself, you know, let's go back just a little bit, even in time. A lot of people, when they think about guided imagery, they think, oh, yeah, I know about that. That's a CD I put in and I listen to calm down.
Right.
Yeah, no. That's a guided meditation, and that's very different, and it has its place too. But the most profound therapy and healing takes place within interpersonal guided imagery therapy, where I and the patient would be having an ongoing conversation all the time. And so in that place, it's called the alpha state, you have access to all of the answers that lie within you. Our bodies are really important that way. They really want to tell us everything. And so when we bypass that rational mind, right, and go right in there, your body will tell you the answers to everything.
Cellular memory, right?
Yes, cellular memory. It doesn't matter how long ago it was. It's just phenomenal.
It is. And like Connie said, I have experienced it many times, and it is my passion in the clinic. Probably the most remarkable and wonderful thing that happens in our office. It's phenomenal.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, it works even on things with skin rashes and, you know,
yes,
things that you wouldn't think, fear of flying, you know, any kind of phobia. It works on chemo and it works on cancer. And a couple of patients, that stories that I can tell you are for migraines. It's probably the easiest thing for me to help you get rid of right away. Someone came to me, they'd been experiencing migraines for 33 years. They were 36, started at 3, and they tried everything. And in one session, we were able to get rid of those migraines for good.
Miraculous.
Yeah.
Now, guided imagery therapy is not the only thing that you do.
No, it isn't. I also do spiritual counseling. I do Reiki. I do life coaching. Very intuitive, and so I connect on a whole different level with people. So there might be things that you're not seeing or feeling, and there's information that I'm getting, and it can help people in ways that nothing else can.
You're a marvel.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the wonderful things that you do also.
you. Well, we have mentioned most of those earlier. Acupuncture and herbal medicine is probably my number one go-to of what I really love to do. And again, it's because it works on all levels, right? Physical healing takes place, but it's about, because there's a balance in the body that needs to be kept, right? And we get out of balance. And how do we get back in? And sometimes we don't know the mechanism of that, how to do that for ourselves. And so being able to take the time out and come lay on a table and have someone give you a little guidance. And that really is what acupuncture is. It's like a guidance system to get things back online, get you back on track. And not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. Time and time again, people will leave and just be astounded at that relaxation effect and the anti-anxiety, anti-stress factors that they get when they leave after having an acupuncture treatment.
So there's a really wonderful little story about acupuncture. And Michelle and I do a lot of public speaking. We do a lot of corporate networking and teaching wellness classes. And one morning before we were supposed to present, I walked in with vertigo. And I said, Michelle, fix me. And for me, one needle in the top of my head takes it away in about 3 seconds. And so before we left, Michelle said, do you want me to take the needle out? And I went, no, leave it in. So we went to the event and we presented, and we were about 40 minutes or more into the presentation. And we were talking about acupuncture. And I said, Michelle, I have to stop you for just a second. And I said, I have been having a treatment the whole time that we've been here, and everyone's looking all over my body. Where are the needles? Where are the needles? And only one person knew that I had one in, and she was the one that walked us in and saw me because my head was down when I was working with the computer. And what a miracle. What a miracle. One needle, and vertigo can, I don't know if you've ever had it, but it is not a pleasant experience. Yeah. And for me, it can put me in bed. I mean, that's, you know, with one foot on the ground because I'm rocking and rolling, right? And so it's really miraculous, too.
Yes, yeah, I would agree. And as a disclaimer, I was overlooking the treatment the whole time. So
yes. And I'm
normally you won't walk out of an acupuncture treatment with needles still in you. So I also do some lifestyle and nutritional counseling with people, face reading we talked about earlier, which is also just fun and exciting as well. And then there's muscle testing. So we'll talk about all these things later on.
Yes, we will. We want to thank you today for being with us on Awakened Living Infusion Radio. Remember, if you've got a desire to live a life that's more than you've ever experienced, listen to this show. We'll help you as much as we can. If you're feeling stuck, experiencing health issues, whatever it is, just come. Listen. Next week, we're going to be talking about stress. Who doesn't have that, right? Again, you've been listening to Awakened Living Infusion Radio here on AM 950.